Welcome back to Season 5 of The Rock Movers, the podcast for empowered women who are navigating life's biggest transitions, challenges, and moving life's biggest rocks. I'm your host, Karen Gray, and I can't wait for us to get started with today's guest and episode. Are you ready? Let's move some rocks. Hey, Rock Movers, welcome back to another episode of The Rock Movers. We are hosting today Marnie Swedberg. Marnie embodies faith in action while generating aha moments of perspective transformation. The author of 14 books, a mentor to millions, and host of the largest online directory of its kind in the world, Marnie brings joy, energy, and insights to every conversation. Fun and fast-paced, yet peaceful and approachable, her history includes fires, floods, a tornado, car wrecks, business setbacks, a burglary, lightning strike, sudden death in the family, and more. This woman has moved rocks. So let's dive right into the conversation because you know, with all of that, she has an amazing story. So Marnie, thank you so much for being here with us today and for sharing your rock moving journey.
Thanks, Karen. So great to be here.
Well, I saw that bio and I was like, this woman is a rock mover. Like all of that. I mean, obviously you have such a story, but tell me and tell our listeners, what was the biggest rock that has made probably the biggest impact or the most monumental difference in your life?
Yeah, I think it would have to. I mean, like you said in the bio, there's so many things. And even right now, as we're together, I'm sheltering at a distance after surviving the two most recent hurricanes that hit Florida, and our home was right in the path of this. So many things back to back. But I think the thing that really taught me how to live through horrific situations was growing up not being able to read. I really struggled with dyslexia and learning challenges all the way through school, really didn't learn how to read well until I was an adult. And so all through school, ostracized, kind of struggled. Nobody had words for what I was experiencing. There wasn't the same kind of help that there is now for kids. And so I feel like what had to happen for me was that a few people, some times along the way, people would say, I'm surprised you don't do better in school because you're clearly very smart. And they would just give me these words of encouragement that kept me going through the dark days so that I could actually at some point get out from under the pressure of school. And that's when my brain could actually relax enough to learn how to read words. Which is funny now because now I teach authors and writers and have written 14 books as a person who didn't know how to read. So I feel like I had to, during those really challenging years of growing up with everything saying to me, you're stupid, you're dumb, you can't learn, you don't know anything, with everything in my, you know, all the grades and all pointing to that, to hold on to some semblance of, actually, that's not really who I am. That's what's happening right now, but not who I am.
Well, I am so impressed with that. And it's easy to see why you've been able to overcome this most recent tragedy. I mean, my condolences go out to you and obviously your neighbors. Are you in Florida or where do you live? So
no,
I don't want to skirt over that because that's huge right now.
Right,
oh my gosh.
Right.
And you still showed up for the podcast. So thank you for honoring that.
Yeah, no, I love to talk about this because if you've never been through something like it, it's really hard to imagine what it is like. So currently right now in the state of Florida, and especially where we are on the Gulf side of the state of Florida, it looks like a war zone. It just horrible. Everything from people's houses are out on the street. The appliances, the furniture, the wallboard, yeah. the flooring, everything is piled high out in the streets, and you weave through this. And sometimes you can't go down the street because it's completely blocked and you have to go around. And and everyone's helping everyone, and it's really amazing. But right now I am sheltering in Minnesota. So what happened was two of my adult children called and said, "Mom, get out of there, get out of there."
Yeah.
And one of them bought me an airline ticket and said, "Just go to family." So I'm here with one of my kids and Dave's family here a distance. So I'm sitting in a public library right now in a little meeting room to do this podcast and to actually proceed with any kind of, keeping any kind of normalcy. It's very mm-hmm. difficult to progress through challenging seasons, especially when no power, no air conditioning, no internet, no anything, none of,
yeah.
even just yesterday, my husband got water that he could drink. So it's been over a week with no water. It's just a challenge. Many of you are going through hurricanes of different kinds, hurricanes of health challenges, relational challenges, financial challenges. And I just want to tell you, it does make a difference how you come at these things. It makes a difference of your experience mm-hmm. through them. And I'd love to tell you a story of a roller coaster ride if I could. Can
yeah,
I do
please.
That, Karen?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be relevant. So please, yes.
So all the time that we've been married, as we were raising kids, my husband loves roller coaster rides and me not so much. I'm not mm-hmm. afraid of them. I just don't love them. I don't care. And so whenever we would be at an amusement park, he'd take the kids who wanted to go on the roller coaster and I'd stay with the babies or the carts or whatever. And so we were the first time at an amusement park after becoming empty nesters. No kids with us, just him and I at an amusement park.
So you had no excuses to get out of it?
Let's go on the roller coaster. And I'm like, you go ahead. I'll wait for you here, which I'd been saying for 20 some years. Mm-hmm. And he says, what do you mean? You have to come with me. You're the only one. And I'm like, I am the only one. So I'm getting into the roller coaster seat and I'm thinking, I so don't want to do this. And I know I don't like it. But I have this memory in the moment of that moment during the roller coaster ride where they snap a picture, right? And you don't know exactly when that's going to be, but at some point when you're terrified, they're going to snap that picture. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to smile all the way through this ride until I get to the end and I'll know that the picture is going to have me smiling and that's all I'm going to do. So I plastered this smile on my face and then I thought, oh no, if I have my mouth open, I'll probably swallow a bug. So I kind of gritted my teeth smiling. I held on tight. And you know that ride was not as bad as I thought it would be. It actually helped. It made an amazing difference to put a smile on my face. It sounds so ridiculously superficial and simple. Mm-hmm. But you guys, when we go through something, thinking it's going to be terrible, expecting it to be terrible, dragging our feet, feeling mm-hmm. like it's never going to end, la, 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 la. What happens is that's our experience.
Yeah.
And when
we look for, we find.
That's right. When we choose to put a smile on our face and to say, what can I do here? What can I do? That changes everything. The rest of the story is that we got off of the roller coaster ride. My husband had a great time. We walked down and there's that booth where they have the photos.
Yeah.
Before she hands us our photo to look at, she goes, well, that's a first, because my husband was so happy. He had his hands clasped behind his head with his big muscles showing, with his arms bent, backwards like that, with this huge smile on his face. And right next to him was me, which all apparent purposes was having the time of my life. And it was a great picture that we still have. And,
I just think
so many times we miss out on mm-hmm. really important moments of life because we're focused on the part we don't like about it,
yeah.
the painful part. And that's our choice. We have to pick.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, Marnie, I love that so much. That sounds like something I would do now. I have avoided roller coasters as well. They mess with my equilibrium.
Right,
so I kind of get seasick and I just don't enjoy them. It's just not fun, but my kids love them and my husband also. So if I had to do it and I couldn't find an excuse to get out, which I've also used the kids as excuses. But I would be that. I would do that too. Because you also, you're focused on something else other than the ride, right? Because you're focused on trying not to lose your smile and not eat bugs. So, you know, you kind of have that. But I love that. Such a great analogy for life in general.
Yeah.
And such a good example. So you have like completely just split open our conversation today with the hurricane story and what's going on. And I really want to create an opportunity here. If someone is, so I don't want to just stay focused on the rocks for a moment. If someone is going through challenges and they're hearing this, because I really would like to move this episode up to make it more timely. What are some resources that we can provide those that are going through this? So is there anything that you could share that someone could reach out to you and say, hey, Marnie, I know you're going through a similar situation. I really need that encouragement. I really need that help to navigate this time because it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel
right.
Passable, right? Mm-hmm. It just feels like a mountain that I can't move.
Well, I don't know how many of you guys are faith-based people. You don't have a faith in God, but I want to offer you over at my YouTube channel, which is just Mentor Marnie at YouTube. There's a set of A to Z, A, B, C, D, like that, A to Z, names of God and who I am in Christ, words, phrases that help me so much to focus off of the pain and onto the truth. Like, you are so special. You're so unique. And you are so important to God, the God who created you. And I would say when he strung together your 3 billion base pairs of DNA, he did it in a particular way. Nobody else just like you. And God knows you so well, and he loves you, and he cares about what you're going through. So like with, I had 3 babies, and I didn't use drugs for any of them. I had natural births, and I had an 18, a 9, and a 23-hour labor. So these were long labors and deliveries, and yet I didn't use drugs. So what did I do? Because the pain was excruciating. Any woman who's gone through labor knows this.
Yeah.
And they were long. And so what I did, instead of focusing on the pain, which is we were just talking about this with the roller coaster, instead of focusing on the pain, I focused off of the pain. And during those labors, what I did is I had a magazine that had beautiful pictures in it. And it was very intricate pictures with many little details. And they were flowers and all kinds of things like that. And I would just like zone in and try to notice the smallest details. And so when I would be going through a contraction, instead of trying to survive the pain, which then intensifies the pain, I would try to focus off of the pain and put my mind somewhere else on something beautiful.
Yeah.
And that's what I would encourage you to do as you're going through whatever it is that's so painful to you. The more you focus on the pain, the more painful it becomes. And this is just a principle of how we're created. And so the more you focus off of the pain onto something that's beautiful, but also true. Yeah. And you don't want to pretend like the pain doesn't exist. I'm not saying that. Don't stick your head in the sand. But at the same time, choose something beautiful to look at. And so for me personally, in so much of my life, I look at who God says he is, that he's good and he's gracious and he's kind and he's with me and all those kind of things. And then also who I am in him. I am loved. I am forgiven. I have hope.
Yeah.
All those things. So that's what I would encourage you to start with, is just get your mind off of the problem long enough for you to get some peace. And it is like this beautiful gift of kind of like a natural analgesic. I mean, it takes you kind of like when they numb you up before surgery. There's a reason they have you get peaceful before they. It's because if you're wiggling around and squirming against it, it's impossible to get the surgery done properly. And that's what's happening to you in whatever pain you're in. There's something happening and you don't want to make it harder to go through it. You want to make it easier. So the more calm you can be going through it, the more likely you'll come out the other end without extra scar tissue.
Yeah. I also, even with my client, no matter what we're going through, someone else is going through something as bad or worse. And oftentimes when we can take the focus off of us and our immediate situations and needs and focus on someone else, it tends to just change everything. It changes our perspective. We can see gratitude. We can see things to be thankful for.
Yeah.
And so that would be something else that I would share is if you feel like you are up against an immeasurable wall that you just can't scale, or you can't face one more day, one more moment, then take the view and the binoculars off of you and your situation and open it up to look to ways that you could help someone else, because that's where you can begin to find purpose, find grace, find gratitude, and see that you can make an impact. Because when you're, when it's just about you, it does feel completely overwhelming. But when we make it about other people, it feels like, okay, we can do this one thing at a time. Maybe I can't fix all of my problems, but maybe I can help this other person. So, yeah. So
I'm thinking of that experiment that kids do with a magnifying glass, how they put it over the top of a leaf and the sun sets the leaf on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because something that is maybe a dead or dying leaf is innocuous, but then you add the intense focus to it and it becomes hot like a blaze. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying there, is what we focus on is going to change our experience. And when you're focusing on the pain, the loss, the wrong, yes, that was done to you, the abuse, whatever it is, when you're focusing on that, it becomes hot and intense and unbearable and like a fire. Mm. But when you take your focus off of it is, yes, it's there, but it's not what you're focusing on. I mean, it changes everything. I do this with my clients. I do this exercise where you like take a newspaper or a book or something.
Uh-huh.
And if you open it up in front of you, you can't see anything. It's right in front of you. All you can see is what's right there. So let's say it's a newspaper. So all you can see is what's in the newspaper, and everything behind that you cannot see. So what I say then is that's how challenges are. They become just this, even exciting things, they become just this all-consuming thing. That's all I can see. I lose perspective on everything. So I say, fold that newspaper down. It's still right in front of you. But what you have right now is you have actually praying hands that are holding this thing in front of you, but you can see everything else. And that's where the creative solutions come from, is when you've got that thing folded down to the right size. It's still there, but it's no longer, I call it the God. It's no longer the God. It has now become something to be governed.
Yes. Oh, that is so powerful. I love that. I love that exercise and just that metaphor that you just gave and the analogy. So, so tell us, we know what you've gone through, but what are you doing now, and how do you help people with their rocks in your purpose that you've found after moving all of yours and the things that you've learned? We've heard a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit more, and how can people get a hold of you and learn more about how you can help them?
That's beautiful. There is something that keeps coming to my mind. I want to just address before we go into that, and then I want to come back, circle around. But when you move a rock, especially if it's a big rock, I think one of the most surprising things is that when you finally get that rock out of there, you're so excited and you're like, oh, this is awesome. But when you move a physical rock in the natural realm, what happens is you find under that rock creepy crawly things that have been hiding
there,
right?
There's always bugs under there. Yeah.
Yes, they've been hiding under there. And so sometimes when you move a big rock, you're like, oh man, I didn't expect it to feel like this. I expected it to feel free and, you know, so wonderful. But then you've got a few creepy crawlies under there to deal with. And my encouragement to you is it is so worth it to move those big rocks and then to deal with the few creepy crawlies that are under there. And then you really will experience that freedom. But don't let it discourage you. If you have moved a big rock and then you don't have all the freedom, all the joy that you were expecting there, just follow it through, clean it out, you know, get a rake or whatever you need to do with it.
Yeah.
Just quickly crawl these out and then go forward. And thanks for letting me share that. I don't know. I think it was for somebody.
Yeah.
It was sure on my heart
love
to
that.
To say
such
it.
A good, Yeah. Such a good comment. I love
catches
that.
Us by
and it's so
surprise.
True. Everybody can visualize that, because if you've moved a rock, there's crickets or worms or something. There's something under there.
For sure.
Especially in Texas.
Right. And something else you don't want to even touch them.
Yeah.
Just get them out of there.
Depending on how big the rock is and what time of the year, it's probably a snake.
Yeah. Sorry. All right. So what's fun now for me is that I get to mentor women all over the world. And I do truly believe that all of us have a calling on our life, that all of us have things that, you know, if I were designing a race car, I would do it differently than if I were designing an airplane or a rocket ship, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
So when the race car wants to be a rocket ship, it's not going to work. But when the race car is willing to be what it was created to be, it can win the Indy 500. You know, I mean, that's just how it starts. So when we recognize how we're created, the who we are, what we're here to be and to do, then we get to experience the greatest life ever. And so I believe that because of so many challenges in my life, just so many challenges from the very beginning, I am in a position to really come alongside women, and especially women leaders who are facing challenges. And they just need somebody who's been a little farther down the road than them, who can help them move forward. So that's what I get to do now all around the world, from a lot of times from behind my computer screen, sometimes in person. I've traveled all the way around the world and I've spoken many times in many countries and all that kind of thing. But I just love helping people to get I call it courage and clarity. Because when you have courage but no clarity, you run around like a chicken with your head cut off. When you have clarity but no courage, you sit on the couch in a fetal position and you know what to do, but you can't get yourself to do it. But when you put both of those together, you become like a laser beam, just slicing through the obstacles that are in front of you. And you can go directly to do and be and share who God created you to be. So that's what I love to do. And I do that through virtual summits. I host 9 virtual summits for women every year, and you can learn more about that at marnie.com. I also have written 14 books that help people understand how to, like one of them is called Flow Through Vessel. And you were talking earlier about the perspective. What do we look at?
Yeah.
And sometimes we are the glasses, either sunglasses or corrective lenses that people put on so that they can see the world differently. Did the world change? No, it didn't. But did their perspective change because you brought a different perspective? Yes, it did. So I feel like I get to do this with women all over the world. And then also I host womenspeakers.com, which connects speakers with planners. And there's 1,700 of us that live all over the world, travel all over the world. And that's my joy to do that as well.
I love it so much that you are doing. That's just so impactful. So grateful to have you in our rock moving world. So what is the best place? We shared your website, but what is the best place for people to connect with you? Are you on social? Is it just through your website? What is the best place?
If you go to marnie.com, you can find all the free resources. There's all my socials there, everything that you would want to check out. That's the best place to start. And then, I'm everywhere, LinkedIn and Facebook and everywhere. Yeah.
I love it. Well, any final words that you would love to impart? I mean, you've dropped so many golden nuggets today. I feel like it's just full of resources, but any final words? Because I feel like there's so much more that you have to give. I just want to squeeze the sponge out and get all of it that we can, because it's so good.
I'm thinking of you who are listening right now. And you have been struggling for a while. You've been trying your best and it's not been producing maybe what you had hoped. It's going slower or being harder, or you're facing more resistance than you intended or expected. And I just want to encourage you to just sit quietly and just ask God, you know, what do you want me to know about this? Because I don't think there's any mistakes in the world. And I think that you are here for a purpose, and that we need you. The world needs you. You are so important to God, but you're important to us, to all the rest of us. And there comes times, well, I always say the enemy of your soul wants to get you in a fetal position and keep you there.
Yeah.
But the lover of your soul wants to free you to fly and to soar and to be all that you were created to be. So I just encourage you to get quiet with God and just ask him, you know, what do you want me to know about this? And what do you want me to do next? And just trust that you can talk to God. He loves you. He wants to talk to you.
I love that. Oh, such a beautiful way to wrap up and to leave. And I feel like if nobody else needed that, that spoke directly to me. I was like, okay, I know why she said this, because I needed that encouragement today.
Yeah.
And always in all things, we are here to be encouraged and to encourage others. And so it is just this reciprocal, you know, when we receive and show up and serve and receive and show up and serve. And today you have absolutely filled my cup. So thank you for your words, for your example. And my heart and prayers just go out to you and your family and your neighbors. And my brother lives in Port Charlotte, so he was also very much impacted. And my best friends in Zephyr Hills are one of my best friends. And so she didn't sustain much from the storm as much as the wind blew a tree over that went right through her roof. And she had just renovated her whole house, and it went right through her kitchen that she had just redone.
Yeah.
And now there's water damage, and the water surge is now up in her house. So it's just been a lot. It's a lot. And the world is really heavy right now with the political things that are going on in our country. Yeah. So when we keep our eyes focused on all the things that can go wrong, it just feels like a tsunami every day on social media, on the news. So we have to pull back, take our eyes off of that, and put it back on him. And then go internal. And I love what you shared. Just what is it that I need to hear? What is it that I need to do? How do I show up and serve today? And who needs me? And just be there for that one person. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that one person is us. And usually it's someone outside of us. But such good advice. Thank you so much, Marnie, for sharing your heart and your story. And Rock Movers, please make sure that you check out Marnie.com. And get connected to her through her YouTube, Mentor Marnie on YouTube, and through this beautiful path that she has created for you. So we are so blessed and such a gift today. Thank you so much for being here. And Rock Movers, thank you for listening. We will see you on the next episode of the Rock Movers. And just know whatever you're going through, you don't have to go it alone. We're here for you. Okay, that wraps up another amazing episode of The Rock Movers. Huge thank you to our guest and to you for joining me today and being a part of this incredible journey. Your story, strength, and your willingness to grow and transform those rocks are what makes this community and our podcast so special. And I want to invite you that if this resonated with you, if anything hit a nerve, struck home, reach out. You can have a free discovery call, no obligation, no high pressure sales, just you and I having a conversation where I can see if there's anything that I can do to help you further with this topic. And I want to invite you to check out my free resources on my website. Use VIP 2024 to get free access as my gift to you for listening to today's show and for being a part of our Rock Moving family. You'll find that on my website along with some other resources. Grab all that you want. They're there for you to be a resource and just to add value to your life. And I've got several other events coming in 2025. We're going to do some retreats. We're going to do some sistership circles, and I have another conference coming up in June. So like, follow, subscribe, stay in touch, stay in tune, and let's stay connected, because I want to know how I can serve you better, how I can help and make a difference in your life. Whatever it is, just know, whatever you're going through, you can do this. Everything's figure outable. Just know you don't have to do it alone, but keep moving those rocks.